If we're going to look together at the state of your business today, before you ask the question, I wonder what I need to change to get to where I want to be and how do I do that? I'm going to suggest to you a number of symptoms that you'll spot in your business, and when you recognise them, you realise, I need to change this. You ready for this? Let's share those symptoms now. Here's the way your business will signal to you, something needs to be done about this situation. You need to change me, the business. The first three points that will signal to you and give you a symptom that something is deeply wrong here and something needs to change, we've mentioned in one or two other modules in the Entrepreneur Foundation. But let me bring those together to you so you can see for yourself, is this how my business feels? Number one, I'm not free. That's really simple. I'm not free from the business. And the business depends upon me to be here, otherwise it simply won't survive. I'm not free. Number two, my clients aren't paying me what I know that I'm worth. My value is not being reflected in the revenue, the fees that I'm being paid by individual clients. Number three, I'm overwhelmed and stressed. The next symptom that should signal a problem is where the small business leader finds external regulation imposed upon him or her and upon the business a burden, a cost. Astute small business leaders, entrepreneurs, use regulation as a profit factor. Next, when you're asked what are the 15 value factors of your business, how does somebody external to you use 15 factors to value your business and you look astounded or confused at that question, that signals there's a problem. You don't know how to value your business and what the 15 factors are that you need to work on to make sure your business is valuable. Next is bottleneck. You're the bottleneck in the business. Everything channels through you and you stop the business growing in its capability. The next couple of symptoms, how does your business feel today to you, sounds something like this. Competition. You're unsure of how to beat the competition. Competition feels overwhelmingly sophisticated, well-resourced, and you're just not sure how to meet them and beat them at their game. Next feeling you have, or that somebody else probably has about you, is they look at your business and you know what? You're all alike. You do not seem different to anybody else in your field, to the prospective client that you could win. You don't look different. You're not differentiated. The next symptom which should signal to you something is deeply wrong here is you have no way of consistently managing the quality of clients attracted to your business. You get word of mouth, recommendations, referrals maybe from professional introducers, but the consistency and quality is poor. That should signal to you poor business leadership, poor business management, a misunderstanding of client attraction methods. Finally, the future. Today, if you're sitting there thinking that the future is going to be a repeat of the past, whatever I did to be successful in the past, I simply need to repeat in the future, you have a tremendous problem facing you. That is seldom, if ever, true. Travel. Poo.